Boker Tov, and welcome, and good morning to Breakfast and Learning. This week's parasha is Parashat Ki Tetze. This week's parasha, we have the beautiful mitzvah of tzitzit. I want to read it to you inside. The pasuk says, "Gedilim ta'aselach al arba kanfot kesutecha asher techaseva." It says that you shall place for you, you shall make for yourself these twisted threads on your four corners of your garment, with which you wear when you cover yourself. I want to expound on the mitzvah and talk about the importance of mitzvah of tzitzit. The mitzvah of tzitzit is an interesting mitzvah as it differs from many other mitzvot in the Torah that we have. The mitzvah of tzitzit is a mitzvah that's called mitzvah kiyumit. What does that mean? It is a mitzvah that only applies, it's an obligation that only applies when you're actually wearing a four-cornered garment. That means if a person doesn't wear a four-cornered garment on his body, he's not obligated to wear tzitzit. But what do? We take a four-cornered garment, we put tzitzit on it, and then we wear it in order to fulfill the mitzvah every day. And I want to talk to you about what the importance of the mitzvah of tzitzit is. They say tzitzit, if you look at the tzitzit has a very special value. What is the tzitzit's value? So first you have to look at the numerical value. What's the numerical value of the word tzitzit? So the numerical value of the word tzitzit, sadi yud, sadi yud, taf. What is sadi is 90, 10, 90, 10, that's 200, and taf is 400. So that's 600 altogether. If you look at a tzitzit string, one corner, you'll have 8 strings and 5 knots. If you take the numerical value, 600, with the 8 strings and the 5 knots, what do you get? 613. What is that meant to teach us? That when you look at your tzitzit, it's supposed to remind you of all of the mitzvot. It's supposed to remind you that it's like you're fulfilling all the mitzvot. Why is it supposed to do that? I always ask this question. Okay, that's a very beautiful derasha, that it counts up to 613. But why is it supposed to remind you of the 613 mitzvot? What does tzitzit have to do with the rest of the mitzvot? And I think the answer is that when you're wearing tzitzit and you see your tzitzit, it reminds you, oh wow, there's a greater creator above me. I am subordinating myself and bringing myself down to wear a garment solely and only for Him. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be wearing an extra garment under me, maybe in the winter. But I wouldn't be wearing an extra garment in the summer with strings sticking out. And sometimes they're thick. And then I'm wearing it only for Him, Hashem, I'm saying. So what do you see? Then He says, that's why you're reminding yourself of all the mitzvot. Hashem, look, I'm doing this for you, and I'm doing that for you, and I'm doing this. Why? Because it reminds you that you're only doing it because of Borei Olam, because of the creator of the universe. The mitzvah of tzitzit is such an easy mitzvah to acquire so much reward. Every single second that a person is wearing tzitzit, it is as if he's fulfilling millions and millions of mitzvot. If you think about it, imagine wearing tzitzit all day long. You have a 12-hour day, you're wearing tzitzit for 12 hours. Every hour is 60 minutes. That's 720 minutes in a day. That's 720 times 60 is thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of seconds of the day of the mitzvah of tzitzit. And every second of it doesn't go uncounted. Hashem looks at every single second of the tzitzit that you're wearing. This bee is 100% a gilgul. Hashem looks at every single second of the tzitzit that we're wearing and He accounts for it. There's a story of the Gaon Mivilna, the Gra. And the Gra says the following story. The Gra says a story. They say a story about the Gra. That one time as he was laying on his deathbed, the Gra, just to give some background, was one of the biggest rabbanim, the biggest rabbis who lived in the past few hundred years. And as he was laying on his deathbed, they say a story about him that he started crying. And his students asked him, "Why are you crying?" He says, "You don't have any reason to cry. You've done the most in this world. You fulfilled so many mitzvot." And you know what he said? He said, "You know why I'm crying?" He says, "You see this tzitzit that I'm wearing? I bought this tzitzit for $10. It was such a cheap mitzvah. And I was able to acquire millions and millions of mitzvot with this one $10 bill." He says, "But after I leave this world, I will no longer have the opportunity to do that again. I will no longer have the opportunity to be able to wear tzitzit and receive reward of fulfilling of wearing the tzitzit." That being said, the Gaon was teaching us that don't take for granted the opportunity we have to wear tzitzit. Sometimes we feel as though, oh, I have to wear tzitzit, oh, another day. Oh. When you wake up in the morning, your mentality is supposed to be, wow, when am I going to be able to get that opportunity to put the tzitzit on again? When am I going to get the opportunity to be able to fulfill the mitzvah again and be able to wear the mitzvah? All you have to do is think, Right now you're wearing tzitzit, you think, wow, look at this zechut I have. The tzitzit is on my body. The tzitzit, I'm wearing tzitzit. It doesn't have to stick out. You look at it and you think about it. Wow, what is zechut? What an opportunity I have. And you think about the people who they weren't given the opportunity to wear tzitzit. You know, I know someone, he came up to me once, and he came and told me that his parents don't let him wear tzitzit. They don't let him wear tzitzit, this is what he told me. And he came to me, kimat, almost crying to me, saying, what am I supposed to do? I want to wear tzitzit. I want to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem. I want to be able to get closer to Hashem and wear tzitzit, but they don't let me. What am I supposed to do? And I didn't know what to answer the person. I didn't know how to answer him. 100% this guy didn't wear tzitzit in his life. I didn't know what to answer him. But what I told him is that Hashem, the way He looks at us, is not based on results. It's based on our effort. So if you tell Hashem, I really want to, Hashem will view it as if you did it. If you say to Hashem, I really want to do this mitzvah, but I'm not able to, Hashem will view it as if you did it. So I told the person, even though your parents are not letting you wear tzitzit, because you really want to, Hashem will view it as if you're wearing. Every single moment of the day. Even at the times where you're sleeping, Hashem is looking at it as if you're wearing because you really want to. Now, that's a person who is not able to. He doesn't have the opportunity. We have the opportunity. We have the zechut every single day to be able to put on a pair of tzitzit and fulfill Hashem's mitzvah. And one of the greatest mitzvot that we have and one of the easiest mitzvot that we have. Not only easy, but one of the mitzvot that after 120 we're never going to get back. But every single day that we wear it, every single moment that we wear it, every single minute, every single second that you wear tzitzit, it's another mitzvah. It's another zechut. It's another mitzvah. It's going up into your treasure box of rewards in Olam Haba. And if we look at it like this, now it changes our light of the mitzvah of tzitzit altogether. Because now when we look at the mitzvah of tzitzit, we don't think of it as, oh, it's another piece of clothing on my body. No, it's not just another piece of clothing on your body. It's another opportunity to attain that closeness to Hashem. Many people are searching for different ways to get close to Hashem. Hashem is telling us there's very easy, simple ways to get close to Him. Follow the Torah. Follow the mitzvot. Look in our parasha. Hashem says, you want to get close to Me? You want to fulfill one of the greatest mitzvot? You want to have the mitzvah of tzitzit upon you every moment of your life? Easy, simple. It's very cheap, simple and easy. You put it on and you forget about it. Sometimes I get people, and I'll finish with this. Sometimes I get people, they come to me and they say, I just started wearing tzitzit. It's very uncomfortable. What do I do? So I tell them a mashal, I tell them a story, a parable. I said that there was once a man who went and he bought a brand new pair of shoes. Nice, expensive. He puts on a pair of shoes at home, he starts walking around in them a little bit, and he sees the shoes are very uncomfortable. He says, it's not comfortable. So he goes to his friend, and his friend tells him, listen, the shoes are uncomfortable because they're brand new on you. You have to let them settle in a little bit, leave them a couple of weeks, and after some time, it'll get comfortable. So the guy says, wow, that's great advice. He takes the shoes, he puts them in his closet for a few weeks. And then he comes back 3 weeks later, he takes the shoes, he puts them on. And he comes back to his friend and he said, you lied to me. He says, why did I lie to you? He says, you told me if I let them wear them in, I leave them for a couple of weeks, they'll feel comfortable. He said, nah, that's not what I meant. If you have to leave them on your feet for a couple of weeks, not in the closet for a couple of weeks. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is sometimes you put on a pair of tzitzit for the first time. You start wearing tzitzit. It's the summer. It's uncomfortable. What am I going to do? This and that. It says, try it a little bit. Get used to it a little bit. It's okay. Sometimes uncomfortability is actually what brings you to greatness. Sometimes when something is difficult for you and it's uncomfortable for you, and you try it and you try it and you try it, that's what ends up making you the greatest person that you can be. But if you give up, then you will give up your opportunity to be great. Hashem is saying, when you have such an opportunity, even when it's difficult, you should push yourself to the limit to be able to fulfill one of the greatest mitzvot that we have, and one of the easiest mitzvot that we have, to wear tzitzit. And when you do that, and even if it may be difficult, over time you will start to see that you'll get used to it. It'll become comfortable for you, and then you will become a lover of tzitzit. You'll become someone who is not only wearing tzitzit yourself, but you try to promote tzitzit to other people. And you want more and more people to wear because you see what an opportunity, an easy opportunity we have. May we all be zochem, may we all have the zechut to fulfill this mitzvah b'shlemuta in the perfect way. May we always have the opportunity. May Hashem never take the opportunity away from us. And may we always see the blessing that comes from the mitzvah of wearing tzitzit. Have a great day, everyone.